This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 11th of August. I'm Susanna Streeter. How did the markets react to the yuan's devaluation? That's a question I put to Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey.
Yeah, they didn't like it very much at all. Anytime the market gets a surprise, although you know, it doesn't like surprises, as we all know in the past, but although this was kind of, some people were talking about it prior too, but the market overall was down over 1%, so stocks didn't like it. Bonds liked it. The rush to equality in the U.S. Treasuries, anytime there's a market moving event like this where there's volatility, the U.S. Treasury bond tends to rally, and it did. Actually, the yields were down to 280 on the 30-year, so way below that 3% level that we were seeing a few weeks ago.
And a downward really pressure on commodity prices as a result.
Yeah, and I think the global growth slowdown is certainly out there, and you know, recession fears are starting to pop up again. And you know, oil was down 4%, copper was down almost 3%, and you know, that's been a trend going on for a while now. Oil's closed, West Texas oil closed at $43, which is significantly, that's about where it was in 2009. So people are concerned, and I think they're really concerned that if China continues to try different ways to support their market and nothing seems to be working, well, that could obviously affect other markets at this point. And you know, look at the Germany, the DAX was down almost 3% as well, and that's obviously a big trading partner of China. So people are getting nervous again.
And we heard today as well that a deal in principle has been done for another Greek bailout. That didn't lift the markets much, really. That had already been factored in, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we're certainly, we've suffered from Greek fatigue for a while, and I think no one really paid much attention to that news. And just because it always seems to be the same story, like, okay, now we're waiting on another vote. I guess the next vote is August 20th, and there's always something there. And you know, when you have a news story like China, that just totally superseded anything else, and it was certainly the headline. And no one, in the U.S., no one even mentioned the word Greece, I think, today on my desk, and it was kind of quiet there.
Well, let me give you some of the latest numbers now after what Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey was saying. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 1.2% at 17,402. A slide in London too. The 100 share index ended down 1.1% at 66.64. Gold is trading at $1,109 an ounce. And September New York light crude oil was down $1.71. Down to $43.25 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.